This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The European Parliament on Thursday passed a resolution that labelled as genocide the systematic mass murder of religious minorities by the so-called Islamic State or IS militant group in Iraq and Syria. Lars Adaktusson from Sweden is the member of the European Parliament who spearheaded this debate and resolution. And he explained to me, after the resolution was passed, why it is so important to classify the atrocities of the IS group as genocide.
It is important because the atrocities, the persecution going on, is that severe and that serious. So we need to act in accordance with the international law. And according to international law, the criteria is fulfilled in order to call this by name, namely genocide. And I think it's important out of different reasons, political reasons, of course, because with a decision like this, it follows collective obligation for the world community to act in order to stop the atrocities, stop the genocide. And it's also very important when it comes to the victims of these atrocities. This decision will contribute to the right for these people to be recognized that they are suffering from the worst crime that we know in international law, namely genocide.
Pope Francis has used the word genocide on a number of occasions when talking about the abuse of Christians and other minorities in the Middle East. But generally speaking, have you seen a reluctance by most international leaders to use this word when talking about the brutalities committed by IS?
I would say that the support from the Vatican and from the Church, and also the very clear statements made by Pope Francis, have been very useful and very, very important in the process before the decision was taken today. When strong voices are coming out in support in the political context and in the political debate, it's really important. There is has been generally a reluctance when it comes to confirm this as genocide. And the reason, I think, on the political side is that we all know that a recognition of genocide follows obligations.
Are you personally convinced that the so-called Islamic State does want to wipe out entirely the Christian communities in Iraq and Syria, for instance?
According to the criteria in the 1948 UN Convention on genocide, it's enough in order to label it as genocide that there is a risk of wiping out parts of the ethnic or religious groups or entire groups. Personally, since I've been in the region, I spent a lot of time there, I'm convinced that the Islamic State would like to wipe out as much as possible of the Christian heritage. What's going on is by no means less than genocide. So I do really believe from the bottom of my heart that the decision taken by the European Parliament now is the first step in a process to go on with this work. We need to push for a decision and a resolution in the UN Security Council.
In the meantime, how do you see the future for the Christians, Yazidis and other minorities in Iraq and Syria if no more substantial action is taken to stop IS's reign of terror there?
I'm very pessimistic. There is, as we all know, an international coalition now consisting of around 60 countries trying to stop ISIS, but still we can see that this mission has not been accomplished. The IS is still very strong and the atrocities is still going on. The genocide is still going on. We need to do much more in order to have this stopped. And we need also to strengthen the humanitarian efforts, of course, but we need also to strengthen the military efforts. And I would underline, and that's very important, that this is not a matter of waging war. This is a matter of self-defense. This is a matter of help people survive from the most evil act we have seen since World War II, which is going on right now as we speak in this region. So we need to do much more in order to stop this, to help these people who are suffering so badly.
I was speaking there to the member of the European Parliament, Lars Adaktusson, from Sweden.